On today's show, now even rich people are buying fewer new cars. Jaguar Land Rover creates the steering wheel of the future, and old cars have been protecting the radio broadcast business. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show that covers all aspects of the global automotive industry. Sales in the U.S. market took a nosedive last month. The SAAR fell to 16 million units. Car buyers bought 1.47 million vehicles, which is a pretty good number, except it's a drop of 5.7% compared to a year ago. And some automakers really took it on the chin. Hyundai was down 27%, which is a huge drop-off in sales. Nissan, FCA, Porsche, and Daimler also saw double-digit drops. That's a shock to see Porsche and Daimler fall that much. In fact, almost every single luxury brand saw a drop in sales. And here's our Autoline insight. We've definitely hit an inflection point in the market when you see so many wealthy people buying fewer new cars. This is something we'll have to watch carefully to see if it develops into a trend. And yet, some automakers had a decent month. Mitsubishi saw a 7% increase in sales, while Volkswagen continues to get back on its feet. General Motors and Toyota posted gains, and the GM number is especially impressive, knowing the company is cutting back on fleet sales. So this shows it's gaining retail customers. Toyota, meanwhile, is boosting fleet sales, especially with passenger cars. Here's why. Sales of passenger cars fell close to 10% last month, while sales of trucks, CUVs, SUVs, and vans grew by nearly 3%. No doubt the market was affected by Hurricane Harvey, and the vehicles damaged by that storm will have to be replaced. But the overall trend is clear. The market is slowly slowing down. Hyundai is running into issues in China. The company suspended production at one of its factories because a supplier refused to provide parts because it was not getting paid. Reuters reports that Hyundai's joint venture partner, BAIC, is in charge of payments and is responsible for the delays. The relationship between the two companies is starting to fray. BAIC wants to source parts from cheaper Chinese firms, while Hyundai wants to maintain its South Korean supply chain. The joint venture's three other plants are still operating, but this isn't the first time this has occurred. Just last month, Hyundai and BAIC had to suspend production at its plants because a different supplier wasn't getting paid and refused to provide parts. And slumping sales is only making things worse. Sales of vehicles built at Hyundai's Chinese plants were down 64% between April and June. Jaguar is developing a hyper-modern steering wheel, and that's coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Autonomy and ride-sharing could drastically reduce vehicle ownership. And now Jaguar Land Rover is envisioning a future where consumers would only own a single part of a car. Sayer is a voice-activated, artificial intelligence-powered steering wheel developed by the automaker that would be used like a personal mobility assistant. Sayer will make appointments for a vehicle, make sure it shows up on time, and will even set an alarm to wake you up. I think the idea is, when so many autonomous concepts want to take the steering wheel away, JLR wants to put it back in your hands. Fuel cells seem to be gaining traction as a possible replacement for piston engine cars, and now Daimler is getting ready to join the mix. It started testing a plug-in hybrid fuel cell based on the GLC SUV. Development started in 2015 with safety and airflow management, which has then been followed by summer and winter road testing. Now Mercedes is getting ready for serial production and will show off a pre-production version of the GLC F-Cell at the Frankfurt Motor Show. And while we're on the subject of Mercedes and Frankfurt, the automaker is teasing a new EQ concept. EQ is the name Mercedes has given to its future line of electric vehicles. We don't know much about the EV, but based on this teaser video, we can see it will have some pretty radical lighting design. Coming up next, broadcast radio is in trouble, and new cars will only make it worse.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
There's a fascinating study from New York University that says AM/FM radio faces a grim future, and a lot of it has to do with the technology coming into cars. It says that radio broadcasters have failed to connect with Generation Z, people born after 1995, and who will account for 40% of all consumers by 2020. Teenagers and college students are turning away from radio and depending on YouTube, Spotify, and Pandora to listen to new music. The study says that young people would have abandoned radio even sooner, except for one thing. The average car today is more than 11 years old, and they don't have USB ports or internet connection. However, by the year 2020, 75% of all new cars will have digital connections. According to the Billboard Hot 100 chart, streaming is now playing an important role in determining what music is played on the radio, rather than the other way around. The report says that AM/FM radio must adapt to a new digital world because, quote, if it doesn't, radio risks becoming a thing of the past, like the wax cylinder or 78 RPM record, finally remembered but no longer relevant to an audience that has moved on. General Motors is closing the Corvette assembly plant for 3 months. It shut down on July 31st, and Auto Forecast Solutions says it won't reopen until November. According to Ward's Auto, there were over 15,600 Corvettes in inventory at the end of July, which is 37% higher than the previous year. That represents 203 days of supply, up from 146 in June. We've talked about a shutdown to retool for a mid-engine vet, but it's a basic rule of law in the automotive industry. People aren't buying your cars, you have to stop making them. And that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.